Pratim, who decided to do their own thing. And the question the old Mefarshim ask is, what's in the Tzuvos? That's the Daf Yomi. I'm not commenting on that right now. That was the Rishon Zohar 2 weeks ago. Ki Atem should be prepared, as opposed to the language of the Grisa. Rabbi Mechaye has a comment on the bottom, lower left-hand corner, Milshon Kiryah. That's how he presents the language of the Ikrisa. I think the Parshim don't agree with that interpretation. Kiryah, we know, refers to usually that we have here in this country, there's some sort of a happening that takes place, but I'm not discussing that. That's not my interest right now for this year. Ari Mikla to Yana Lachem. And now the Torah begins to describe what's the function of the Ari Mikla, primarily designated for the person who killed Meshavah. So the Torah clearly presents someone who killed Meshogeg. That is the ultimate locus, the ultimate yad of that individual is the Yerviklot. And then the Torah goes on to tell us, the concept of Gal Adam, which is also not a simple concept to understand. But at least the person who killed Meshogeg inadvertently is able to have some possible refuge. Of course, Bezin has to determine whether he killed Meshogeg or didn't kill Meshogeg. And then the Torah goes on to tell us about the division of the Orin Mikla, which also describes Mar Makis. And the Pasuk Tezayin, the Torah actually begins now to be mafted between Mezin and Shogeg. What's the distinction? So generally, we know the difference between someone who does something Mezin, someone who does. In the someone takes a lethal instrument and uses it, whether it's a stone, whether it's a kli eitz yad, whatever the nature is, that person is clearly wanting intent to kill, to murder. He is. It happened inadvertently. Literally go upside down, do whatever we can, do somersaults in order to prevent any kind of Ratzach from taking place. And we also have to be very concerned when it comes to Din Nefashis. I'm just going to make some initial comments, remarks, simply on the language of the text. Already we referred to a number of items, but if you examine carefully, number one, the Torah says that even vis-a-vis Shogeg, the person who engaged in this activity, the Torah calls him a rotzeach. Three times the Torah uses that language. Even in the context of someone who does something with Shogeg. You can see it a bit later as well. The Torah says in Pasuk Chavadim Yosef, in much stronger language, very emphatic language. Take a look at the very beginning. Tesvah, in Bechli Brazil, he called by a most rotzeach, who? Most you must rotzeach. Again, the second time around. The Ebinyan. Rotzeach who? Most you must rotzeach. Third time. The Kliyat Zanash Yomos Bohiko by a most rotzeach who? Most you must rotzeach. And again, a bit later, when the Torah describes the motivation, Pastor Babalev, Obey Bohiko Biado by a most you must makir rotzeach who? The Torah is very emphatic. This psukim that are also well known to us in Pasha Mishpatim, which is directly below, the Torah there also presents the din of the Ir Miklat, and there the Torah, and there's a probably maybe one of the most famous Rashi's Al Torah, where Rashi comments already on the pasuk. The language is very, very striking. The Torah says here, "Vasher lo tzada," similar to the language that we have. That we just read in Masay, Asher Lo Tzada means there's no, in the case of someone who killed Meshogeg, clearly he did so without any intent whatsoever. Asher Lo Tzada, Ve'elokim Ino B'yoda. What an expression. Ve'elokim Ino B'yoda. We have Rashi learns, you look at Rashi on the left-hand side, Zime B'yoda. That this person, even though what he did was done b'shogeg, but clearly it was also even an act of shogeg is something that emerges from on high. And here we have one of the most famous Rashi's of Chumash that we're all quite familiar with. We'll read part of the Rashi just to see it. So where do we see Mirasham Yetzi Rasha, Malachi Bino the other, Bamei Akosim Medaber? So Rashi quotes the famous Chazal. B'shnei B'nei Adam. We're talking about two individuals, says Rashi. Echad Harak Shogeg, Erechad Meisim. One killed B'shogeg, one killed B'meisim. But all you ate them with Amashir Eidim. You know that you require Eidim. Without Eidim, you can't, you're helpless. Zelo Nerag, Zelo Gol. He's the one who killed B'mezeg, who's deserving of the death penalty, who cannot be killed, there's no aid. And the one who killed B'shogeg without Eidim cannot go into Golos. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Mizamnum the Pundak Echad. That pasuk is a dangling modifier. I once taught English. Asher Moshach also B'Shem HaKodesh at the City College. Who is the reference of abilities? Either normally the Kohen Gadol is anointed by those who are obligated to anoint him, or Mace Kohen Gadol. I'll explain this in a moment. Or not. What happens, says the Meshach Chochma, if the killing occurred while the Kohen Gadol was alive, but Bezin only decided the case after that Kohen Gadol died, and another Kohen Gadol was anointed. And the question is, does the killer go free immediately? So the Gemara says in Makkos, that's what he refers to, that the killer does not go free until the demise of the second Kohen Gadol. And of course, the question is, why? And the Gemara understands That's a Chazal interpret the pasuk. Hashem Moshach Hasov B'Shem Hakodesh, and then he goes on to elaborate. Be Tochen, and this is the astounding piece in Mashpacha. Don't forget, Mashpacha wrote this when he was 19 years old. Sefer was written at 19. It was never published in his lifetime. Because they told him if he published his Sefer, they'll say you're a Darshan. You don't know how to learn it. And it was published posthumously. After he published the Mishra Sameach al Hashas, and after he published the Sameach al Hamman, there are many reasons why people are appointed as Kohen Gadol. We would always like to think because they're worthy of the position. I'm not talking about a magic thing, because they weren't human. Somehow the thinking is that Yosef is forlorn in Egypt and has a dream and is a brilliant dreamologist. As a result, is able to interpret the dream of Paramel Mitzrayim and thereby emerges and becomes the Mishnah Mitzrayim. Says the Beis Halevi, to quote the language of Rav Soloveitchik, Geshichta Imigadlein Avukot. Just the opposite. No. It's been that plan had to come to fruition. That a plan had to be realized. So the Baruch Hashem now sets into action all kinds of things. Bal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim and the Shibur, and ultimately Yosef becoming the Mishnah Melech. But all these think it was because of Mitzrayim. Not true. Mitzrayim was in order to give us the Mitzvah Matzah. Babur Zeh, because of the Mitzvah Matzah. Also, Hashem, it says Mitzrayim, as they say in Besalim. So the same result is now found here in the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says that you think that this Kohen Gadol was appointed. Why was he appointed? Because he's worthy, he's running the car. No. No, why is Kohen Gadol was appointed? He's somehow connected to this gentleman who killed Meshchagei, who's in the Ir Miklot, and take a look what he writes. And he gives a very partial example. This is a very beautiful example that the Meshech Chochma really indicates over here. Let's say a 40-year-old Kohen Gadol dies suddenly. So clearly, we would begin to ask, why was he Nifta? He had a heart attack. Maybe he has health issues. He's a smoker. Other kinds of issues that he may have, a family history, and if an 85 to achieve kapara in the most indulgent of Paris, Marin Marcus, and depend on that, the nature of his kapara, that is going to be the situation. The Kohen Gadol, the Yatam Mesa. Or as they say, and I said earlier, Yeshiv, the Ibigan, Lay Nafuko. Just the opposite of what we would think. That's what the Meshach Bach writes here. He says, if you are Marachir, if another Kohen Gadol is appointed, maybe he won't have longevity. This one is going to be chosen, it's going to have longevity. This is an astounding Meshach Chochma. Well, basically, our perspective is completely incorrect. These all types of crimes and they let them out very quickly. So we don't understand people's motivations. The Torah justice system, we have to base our psak on the examination of the evidence and the dying of the Mashayna of Royas, the Hashem, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that which is in front of us, that's how we determine the case. And there are parameters, and the killer has to stay in the Yimitla until the Kohen Gadol dies. And what would a modern justice say? Clearly, totally different criteria. That's what he writes here. The entire Torah system. Provide a hesber, but you're going to get the off on a tangent, so as long as you don't count this in the amount of time that I am constrained to have, so I will be glad to discuss it for a few moments, if you don't mind. If I'm not mistaken, Agurna Zamosorovsky, I think that's one of your favorite people, if I recall correctly. You always look at his Svarim and Chumash, I never look at that. I'm happy that you refer them to me once in a while, so I should look at that. So, very interesting that Chazal, the Gemara says in Makis, that the mothers of the Kohen Gadol were concerned about their sons' longevity. After all, obviously, every inadvertent murder is should come as soon as possible. So what does a little food and clothing do? What to make a difference? Would impel a person to stop dabbling for what in their mind was a very understandable wish? Zlok Rav Zalman Soloskin, he said the following. The Mutzkolo tells him he's actually the father of modern day tell. And that's what see. What happened? One gets two tabim. One is the pasuk, which is a lashon follows. So I circle Adam. But the circle comes to the of big time. The other is, which is a better one for this purpose. So I see shlata harei geyecha atiku geyecha gabecha. That once a person is geya, he's saved it. Then he's going to approach Hashem with baruch. And then what's going to one of these so-called kiryum conventions. Try my best. Either I point the shemen. It's a mishnah bracha. It's a tzlach. First tzlach in vasechah brachas. I am careful not to eat before mincha, before ma'ariv. I also have a shemen. I was man kavua. I mean kavua. The same thing. Will not be physically embittered as well. Means the punishment was goats, not physical deprivation. Yeah, that's what he says. As almost in Ruskin, doesn't answer. Means a little bit of food can do a lot for a person. That we know. Somehow that he presents that position. However, what I wanted to present to you is the following, which I think is also very, so this wasn't counted, and now I will go on my very way. And that is the issue of when it comes to Retzach, and this is a Dovah Yadua, that there's no din which is like Retzach. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a din of Grama. Grama applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. Every single area of Halacha, you have Grama. Gemara says, Hilchos Shabbos, Losasim Kein Hashem Elokeichem. And matter of fact, that's relating to the Issur B'Tikkus Hashem. Asir Ve'Asur, Grama Shori. Hilchos Shabbos, Losasim Kein Malacha. Asir Ve'Asur, Grama Shori, Hagemara Shabbos. He's saying that. You have the din of Grama, which is operating. And even if a person doesn't kill the Yodim with his own hands, but indirectly causes someone to die, the Pasuk says, we give you a Mauritius, I think in Perek Tes, the Pasuk says, but obviously a non-Jew would be chayav, but a Jew would not be chayav. So there's a Rambam, the Matzeh HaShmiras Nefesh, the Perek Gimel. Halacha Yud, the Rambam is talking about that kind of situation. The Rambam says, okay, so a Bezin Shomata cannot do anything. Says the Rambam, Dermish Domim, Dermish Yemen Adam. And I heard from Soloveitchik that Sal a number of times by his uncle and Chaim Bisky, his grandfather, they used to say, it's not that we're a Mako when it comes to Yom Kippur, but we're Machmir when it comes to something to go out there. That was a line that they moved. That's a very, very Mako regarding individuals on Yom Kippur. There's this famous story. Is once there's any kind of a suffix, you don't fast. So, Briska's whole pikuach nefesh is not limited to immediate loss of life. Chemesh. So this Talmud died during the Hashem, during the Chemesh Shrat. So Biskolov Zotazay, had he taken my Eitzah and eat on Yom Kippur, which was months before, he would still be alive. No, so eating on Yom Kippur is not only mutter to save a person from immediate death, but even from death a few months later. So shortening someone's life is also tantamount to murder. There are a lot of rights for this Yisod. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, also famous Gemara. Now, this is not counted, I hope. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, the Gemara discusses the case of a person who 10 people beat somebody with 10 maklos, with 10 clubs, and the person died. Now, whether they die at the same time, whether they hit him at the same time or one after each other, they're not liable. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir over there said, if they hit him one after the other, then the one who's liable is the last one. Why? Kier is misas. Mar said that he's the one who was mekarei. In such a way, had he not done so, he would have lived. What does Avinu ben Maaseir say? The last opinion that I mentioned, he said, no, the one who gives the final blow is liable because kol nefesh means kol nehu nefesh. Anything that's continued life. So that's why he's responsible. So he may have been in serious condition prior to his blow, but he gave the makim patish. He gave the final hammer blow, and therefore he's the one responsible. So the Gemara has a machlokes, how you dash in the puzzle. Okay, take Sakasha, famous. He put the victim in the state. He would have died from this wound, even though maybe not immediately, but over a period of time. So what is the Tzitz Kashi based on? Why should the first guy be punished? It was not his hakor that killed the victim. What's the hamim in the Tzitz Kashi? The answer is, say, chachmei brisk. Surely a person's life is tantamount to murder. If prior to laying this blow, the victim's life expectancy, from an actuarial standpoint, was 120 years, and now I shortened it 10 years, I should be punished. The fact that subsequent aggressors shortened his life even more, that's their avera. They're not chai because they didn't kill kol nefesh. So this is a very important yisod that is already very famous. I remember hearing, I'm still off the topic, which is not good. I remember hearing that Rabbi Levinsohn Shlita told me the following. He told me that he has in Parshas Maaseh and Arichus on this topic of Arichus Yom Hashanah. How careful we have to be, both in terms of how we behave in general. We shouldn't do anything that Chas V'Shalom might cause even Meshogeg. That God forbid someone will be injured or hurt in any kind of way. And again, it's not something that we can completely control, but certainly we should try to lead our lives in a fashion that none of this could possibly happen. And we know that when a person learns Torah, so Torah actually is Marich Yomim, and Torah is gives us length of days, Arich Yom Bimina, the Sveila Shul Chavit. These are Gemaras and Psukim in Tanakh that are very clear. So doing it, Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is Marach Yom Bishon. Ain't Shum Sofek. Like Alves, like Bob Shutin. It's so fundamental, so basic. So Rabbi Levinsohn told me the following. He told me a story, which I'll get a kick out of. There was apparently someone, a Talmid in Kol Torah. He actually had Rashbaraglo, Yasir Batela. Okay, I think that here's a makom ba'akia as far as limud haTorah is concerned, and one does not have to take the attack that he took. Okay, now I'm back on track, if you don't mind. So I just want to share with you, this is many, many years ago, in my family, my father had another nina. He still that maybe you can decide with this story, which also carries with it the same yisod of trying to get across. It was a great giant, one of the great tzaddik gedolei Yisrael, Avshalom ibn Gabirol. And now many of you are familiar with him. I happen to be familiar with all these people because of my father's Chaim Bracha. My father used to read, he liked poetry, all kinds of poetry, and especially poetry from the eagle. Maybe people know the Kuzari, but they're not familiar with poetry that he wrote. I'm quite familiar with it. And this goes all the way to the Rav Shlomo Gabirol, who wrote on one of the most famous views of Sfarim. Actually, I'm not going to say that I'm the king of night, Kesem Alpus. Gorgeous, absolutely beautiful peer, unbelievable peer. We studied it very carefully every Yom Kippur night. That's what he used to do. So we did all kinds of things. That's one of them. So Rav Shlomo Gabirol was a great idea. And he lived in Spain, and there was a non-Jew, a guy who was very envious of his chochma. He was also family close to the reigning powers that be, and he was very envious of his chassidus, of his piety, of his intellectual acuity. He decided to kill him. So he invited I know so many Golubim still do it, but today it's become very popular because people like to do things that are easy to do, exotic, exciting, and don't require any amal. Anyway, the kids are so the anyway, so he brings this brings this marker for this pinky. That's the marker, only marker that I ever saw. I've been looking 20 years for this marker for it. So he quotes that this guy decided to go ahead and give it a Hashem Gabirol, and he brought him to his house and he killed him. And then he went ahead and it's so perfect. And the Ratzach said that clearly this Tzaddik that was buried between the earth, he's doing wonders. That's how we saw it, this non-Jew. See, he was a big mindman. And therefore, he said, I never seen such fruit in my entire life. Let me go ahead and take some of this fruit to the king. And so I'll show him such beautiful fruit growing in my yard. He brings the fruit to the king, and he presents one of these figs to the king, and the king couldn't wait to take a bite and sank his teeth into this succulent fruit. Into the succulent fig, and the king took one bite and really gagged and spit out the fig and said, it tasted like, damn, how you dare bring me blood-laced figs? What are you doing? Why are you bringing me these kind of figs? Tell me how these figs are, I'm going to kill you on the spot. So right away, of course, he told the story, and immediately he was killed on the spot. He ordered him to be killed. So the Yalkut number is that the there's a very famous Mishnah, if you obviously have the Mishnah Reis Hillel, we saw this a skull that was floating on the surface of the water. So he said, Al di atfech atfuch, the sovi taifach yitufun. When I was 13 years old, I said, Shurim and Pirbi Amos. There was no rub where we lived. So my brothers and I used to say, Shurim and Pirbi Amos. From there, I know Pirbi Amos. So there, that Mishnah in Pirbi Amos, because you went ahead and you drowned others, you'll be drowned. And those who drown you will themselves be drowned. So that's Nida, Kenega Nida. How do they say today? Tit for tat. What else do they say? Whatever comes around, whatever goes around, comes around. I'm just trying to think of all the different expressions that reflect this idea that's in Chazal. And the Ramban indicates that Ramban writes that a person is going to be seigel from the tsar he inflicts upon others. So if you look at the Ben Mishmuel over there, on that Mishnah Pepeyamas with Hillel, so he points out that the killer suffered the same form of death. Al diatef atpuch, he takes the Mishnah literally, namely beheading. That he imposed on his victims, and that's exactly what happened to him as well. Mida k'neged mida, decapitation. So this, by the way, is also, Gemara is all over Shas. Gemara has a sugi in Saita, Gemara Bal Ches, that's quoted elsewhere in Shas. Gemara has, very interesting, that today we have no Mishabikdash, we don't have Dalvi Sebezin, no Skila, no Sveikul, no Harry, no Tenek. Not correct. Essentially, we have things that are accountable. So, Mizman HaMikdash, if a person was liable for execution, getting skila, I mentioned that every few years I try to learn different Pasha and Chumash. 3 years ago, I was learning Kolana Ben Elchai. It took me 3-4 years to go through the entire sefer. So he has your low left hand corner, an unbelievable sefer.
Just it's a puzzle in our parsha. What you said, Kosh Baruch says, if we don't kick out the nations, what's
he say?
He says,
"The tzmi
de meinech."
Excellent, beautiful. So the Ben Elchai low left hand corner with this Al Bimsayim, he writes the following. Why? Someone who killed Bishag, you let him leave a mask. He didn't want to do this. Has to be complete consonance between the goof and the lame. Rashi quotes this. Rashi, the end of Shlach. The Kenshaw scheme is there, the Kach, good, the Vinod Erak. It is not total haskama between the lame and the goof. The person goes to the goals. The Kenina Mitzvah, Sakol Tolibu Lay. She must have missed some ladies coming, but believe all our sisters. So essentially, this yisod is probably the most important yisod in Kol HaTorah Kula. Gracious begins with the days. Ein Kol Yisrael Alamid. The ikar is the lev. So we have to somehow train ourselves that our lev, our heart should be 100%. Whatever we do should be 100% Hashem Shammai. That's a very high madriga to achieve. But even b'mitzas, we should be moving, nurturing our heart and our entire persona that whatever we do should be Hashem Shammai. If we come to that madriga, there's no way, even b'shogeg, where a person could commit another. Not possible. Shogi only comes about if there's a gap between the lame and the goof. The moment that gap has been now bridged, then by